And when you started This American Life in 1995, it must have been very different sound for audiences then. Did you have to kind of train them or get them used to your sound?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. Like, because the show sounded so different from other things, yeah. And I've heard from people. Well, I know at the time, like program directors would say to us, like, you know, you guys get some nice stories and you seem to have some talent, but like, when is there going to be an adult who shows up to host this show, you know? And
they said that.
Yeah, like, when's the real host? Like, are you going to get a real host for this? Like, yeah.
Have you got a thick skin?
Yeah, I didn't care. Like, truthfully, I didn't. Yeah, I felt like I'm going to make the show. I wasn't expecting it to get so. I wasn't expecting success, or I wasn't expecting it. I feel like it didn't have to be on every radio station. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, we'll be one of those things where it's like, we'll get on 60 or 80 stations and we'll be able to make a living and we'll make our nice show. And the people who like it. And the people who
Sorry, just to say, public radio works a little bit differently in the States. So you sell your program to lots of different shows.
Yeah, exactly. We have to talk each individual public radio station into picking us up. And so there's like 500 of them, 600 of them. And so you, one by one, you try to get on the stations. And, you know, I just feel like, well, let's see how this goes. I'm just going to make the show I like. And, like, I assume this isn't going to be for everybody. And that's totally fine because, like, that's not why I'm making it. I'm making it, like, I wanted people to like it. But, like, you know, and so yeah, so when people didn't like it, I didn't care. Like, I knew what I wanted to make. Like, I've been working in radio for a long time at that point.